Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 17th day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. We have a guest on in the last 30 minutes, Ray McGovern, who has some very pointed comments dealing with Rick Perry. Obviously, the first thing I want to cover, though, is that Obama was confronted by a Tea Party member saying, why did you call Tea Partiers terrorists? And Obama basically gave him a long, rambling answer. And then Wolf Blitzer asked him about it yesterday on CNN, and this was the president's response to that. Here it is.
I've covered the Middle East for a long time. I've covered terrorism for a long time. And I have to tell you, I'm worried that on the 10th anniversary, approaching the 10th anniversary of 9/11, Al-Qaeda, or what's left of Al-Qaeda, or their supporters, will try to do something to seek revenge for your killing bin Laden. How worried should we be about that? How worried are you about that?
Well, look, we are vigilant and constantly monitoring potential risks of terrorist attacks. And I think that the men and women in our intelligence agencies, as well as the FBI, have done a terrific job, and Department of Homeland Security. But the risk is always there. And obviously, on a seminal event like the 10th anniversary of 9/11, that makes us more concerned. It means we've got heightened awareness. The biggest concern we have right now is not the launching of a major terrorist operation, although that risk is always there. The risk that we're especially concerned of right now is the lone wolf terrorist, somebody with a single weapon being able to carry out wide-scale massacres of the sort that we saw in Norway recently. You know, when you've got one person who is deranged or driven by a hateful ideology, they can do a lot of damage, and it's a lot harder to trace those lone wolf operators. So we're spending a lot of time monitoring and gathering information. I think that we generally have to stay vigilant. There may be a little extra vigilance during 9/11. On the other hand, keep in mind the extraordinary progress we've made over the last couple of years in degrading Al-Qaeda's capabilities. They are a much weaker organization with much less capability than they had just 2 or 3 years ago.
So what I hear you saying is we don't have to worry about a spectacular 9/11 kind of event, more like a lone wolf could do some damage, right, kill a lot of people, but not a nuclear or radiological or anything like that?
Look, as President of the United States, I worry about all of it. But I think the most likely scenario that we have to guard against right now ends up being more of a lone wolf operation than a large...
Now, if you go look at his surrogates, like the vice president and others, they're saying that it's going to be Tea Partiers that are going to be attacking. And you've seen that talking point now that the Tea Party, people that want to get rid of the private Federal Reserve, the real Tea Party, are basically terrorists. And here's the AFP headline, Obama frets over lone wolf attacks as September 11th looms. So that was all branded as if it's an Al-Qaeda lone wolf. But when you get the actual FBI training manuals, the alerts they're putting out, almost all of it has to do with domestic, quote, right-wing groups. And, of course, you've heard that from the vice president and many others. There are some detailed reports. Both Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo have written about this today at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama's feared lone wolf attack could save his presidency. And that's what we've been seeing, these different statements out of White House analysts, White House advisors, and others. And so that's where the major branding for all of this is going. And they are clearly testing the waters and beta testing, test ballooning, whatever term you want to use, launching October-type surprises before the election to blame their political opposition. It's the oldest trick in the book.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're taking a lot of calls today because I know that our listeners are chomping at the bit to respond to all of the incredible things that are happening in the world economy, the unfolding global depression, Rick Perry and Michelle Bachmann now trying to channel Ron Paul, trying to become Ron Paul. You notice the system is praising that on Fox News. The neocons are praising it because they know Michelle Bachmann, former tax collector for the IRS that pays the money to the private Federal Reserve, and is not going to actually follow through on what she says. If she's elected, she's a famous flip-flopper, just like Rick Perry is a completely deceptive, duplicitous political chameleon. So when he calls it treacherous and almost treasonous, that's a quote, and then Obama comes out and responds to him and says, how dare you say that? That's dangerous talk. I've got those clips. It's all a part of elevating Rick Perry. Now because it looks like Ron Paul has a really good chance of winning, he's winning most of the straw polls, almost all the scientific polls, and just the general internet polls. If you look at the spectrum of polls, he's winning around 80% of them. In the rest of the cases, he's number two or number three. But even when he's number two or number three, as The Daily Show even illustrated, and the Drudge Report linked to that yesterday, it's now had millions of views, on every channel, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, they will not mention Ron Paul even when he's number one or number two or number three. They will show the poll numbers on screen, but then not even mention him or say he can't win. And, hey, bring me some of that Sarah Palin literature. We hope she runs, but don't bring me any Ron Paul stuff. Like everybody knows, you know, don't buy that carton of eggs. It's rotten. Don't buy that gallon of milk. It's rotten. They are treating you like you are flotsam and jetsam that just goes with the wind. And, well, if they tell you, then you're not going to go for Ron Paul. But Ron Paul's got a new TV ad out that I think is absolutely genius because it simply states the truth. When you got the truth, you don't need to remember what you're going to say. You just state the facts. When you've got the truth, you just lay your cards on the table and win every time. And the new ad, Ron Paul's new ad, The One Who Can Beat Obama, is the headline. It's at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So that is coming up. Now, on the economic front, and Paul Watson's written articles about this, you can pull up the quotes where top Bilderberg Group members, top founders of the euro across the board have all written books and made statements that the euro was meant to destroy the sovereignty, not unify the nations for greater political power and for easier mobility and commerce across borders, which would be one thing. It was meant to destroy sovereignty and transfer it to the unelected bureaucracy. That's now happened. And as soon as countries enter the euro, they are instantly imploded financially, i.e. Ireland, Greece, great examples. Within just 6 months of entering the euro, they went from the success story in Ireland to, oh, you're totally bankrupt because they signed on to the debt of the private banks in that deal. And they admit that the euro is a receivership arm and is a financial agreement through the private central banks to sign over your sovereignty. And so now that they've had multiple banker bailouts in Europe, which is just basically government taxes paid to their banker masters that have taken over their nations through fraud, that after they've had multiple bailouts, now Germany and France are saying, okay, we're setting up a total financial union that will rule everyone and raise everybody's taxes to pay the central banks. And you've got all the big private banking families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, all the elite families are on every TV channel, every newspaper, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, saying time to raise taxes, time to raise taxes. We've got to help the poor. But see, they have exempted themselves with the Irish double and other financial systems that they've set up where they are exempt from almost all of the taxes. Then they double back, con the public using social engineering, class warfare, class envy garbage, and say, hey, if somebody's making $125,000 a year, they're rich, we're going to tax them and get the economy going. hey, if somebody's making a quarter million, same proposals in Europe, we're going to raise their taxes if it's a couple making a quarter million. And it's on. And so this is how the double Irish system, as it's known, where they've written the tax laws in Europe and the U.S. and Canada, where they are exempt, but you are not. If you try, let's say you're a millionaire, if you try to go set up a tax shelter via the double Irish or other systems, you will be instantly SWAT teamed, instantly arrested. It doesn't matter if you go into the special courts, the special IRS courts they have. They have similar ones in Europe. With the fact that it's a law and that you're allowed to do it, they will selectively go after you and claim that it's fraud. Only the mega rich are exempt from taxation. That's how this works. So we're going to be going over that report today. In fact, here it is in the Daily Mail. Paris and Berlin launch a coup to control Eurozone, demanding rights to dictate economic policy to the countries they've now taken over. Here's NPR. France, Germany propose true European economic government. See, an economic government. Government for and by the crony bankers, the monopoly men. This is the crux, the heart of every issue. And there was only one man in 25-year history in Congress, or 12 terms. He was in for one term as a libertarian. The system ran him out. And now he's come back for 11 more terms. He's, of course, in the middle of his 11th term as a Republican. Congressman Ron Paul. And he was talking about the Federal Reserve when it wasn't cool. He was talking about it when the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL would claim it was code words for being a racist. I mean, they would throw the kitchen sink at you if you tried to talk about these issues. And now, because the people of America, liberal, conservative, libertarian, across the board, polls 2 years ago, 75% wanted to audit or abolish the Fed. Now it's over 85%. Because the people, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said last year, were finally awake to the real power structure, not the Obamas, not the Bushes, not the Merkels, not the Barrosos, not the Gordon Browns, not the front puppets, not the marionettes, but the puppet masters themselves, the system is in deep trouble. Because once you identify that, wait a minute, I pay my IRS check and then it's deposited with the private Federal Reserve? What? You mean we didn't have an income tax until 1913 and until 1951, 90%+ of Americans were exempt? You mean we built this country and had 10% growth rates annually on average before we got this in place? You mean the good times started to end when they took over? You mean they're private? It's over. It's over. It's the beginning of the end for them unless they stage terror attacks and bring a police state into place. And to illustrate the fact that our ideas are winning, are dominating. Remember, 10 years ago, I didn't tell you we were winning. I didn't tell you 3.5 years ago that Ron Paul was unstoppable if we simply believed in him. I said he was an underdog, but he was educating people and could win. This time, he is the leader. He has emerged, even as AP admitted, as shaping the election and dominating it and being the main front runner. Okay? This is incredibly positive news. But the controllers didn't take over the planet because they're shy or because they're weak or because they're not bold or because they're not duplicitous and deceptive and murderous and absolutely, totally ruthless. They are in control because they understand human psychology. They understand economics. And they are going to strike back with everything they've got. And the number one thing they're going to do, and I saw this in their manuals and their internal documents 3 years ago. We broke the MIAC, Homeland Security reports, and others here, many reports before that. We saw the attack pattern. We basically were able to reverse engineer the enemy propaganda attack pattern, and it's very elementary. But it works on people that are not awake and not aware of the trick. Once you know the trick, you can't believe that you didn't see it before. And it's called stage terror attack. It's called stage terror attack. And now in the last few months, they've publicly rolled it out. The Tea Party are terrorists. They're going to blow stuff up. The FBI is watching people that protest the Fed. The Army standing by to guard it. This has all come out in the news now. Again, we call it the Fed, the Private Federal Reserve. Again, the name itself is a deception. Everything is deception with these people. And they are preparing and they are beta testing and trial ballooning right now to see if you will buy it. Now, they don't like the Tea Partier getting in the face of Obama a few days ago and saying, why'd you call us terrorists? And then you can hear his question. Obama's mumbling answer is about, well, you know, what Biden meant was. But the point is, they are really pushing this, and there's all these White House advisors and others saying this is what's needed. So that audio clip is coming up. Also, Monday, we had the article, Krugman of the New York Times calls on government to manufacture war to save economy. Amidst alien invasion rant, many missed the point that New York Times economist was advocating a staged crisis. That's exactly what Robert Shapiro, writing in the Financial Times of London, said. He said, barring a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, there is no way Obama is going to get reelected and no way his agenda is going to be put through. Remember, that was a year ago now he said that. Now, we've seen other advisors come out, and we've seen internal Democratic Party operative letters going out to their big donors saying the right is going to stage a new Oklahoma City. And this is going to be our path to maintaining our takeover of America. And I have screamed and yelled about it. And thank God that Michael Savage has talked about it. Thank God that Glenn Beck has talked about it. And the only reason Glenn Beck talked about it is because in those letters, they're setting him up. By the way, I'm also in those letters to be blamed for it. And I said to Beck for a month straight, I said, you better come out about this, buddy. They're going to blow something sky high and claim the Patsy did it, you know, for you. And Beck came out and said, they're preparing a new 9/11 to blame it on me. So he may be a duplicitous creature, but at least he understands he's being set up as well. Well, we're all being set up, and we're going to break it down on the other side. So quietly, in the last decade, the public's been told that we're giving up all of our liberties and setting up a domestic, internal, secret police force under Homeland Security because of Al-Qaeda, despite the fact that Al-Qaeda was set up by the U.S. government in 1979 and has been protected and financed. Doesn't matter if the underwear bomber on Christmas Day 2 years ago was gotten on the plane by the U.S. government, and the Deputy Secretary of State had to admit that. Doesn't matter if Anwar al-Awlaki, the number three in Al-Qaeda, Fox News even admits, dines secretly at the Pentagon. No, that's the public sales job for all these wars. It's just an extension of lying about WMDs and Saddam was going to nuke England in 45 minutes and Colin Powell holding up the anthrax that turned out to be a government operation. All the evidence showed. No, quietly they've been training the police, the military, that it's conservatives, it's libertarians, it's constitutionalists, it's people that don't like the giant out-of-control private Federal Reserve banking system dominating the country. But now in the last year, I've seen the political establishment advising Obama that if you don't have a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 to blame the Tea Party, your political career is over. And there's new reports out where they're basically calling for the stage crisis, a war. Obama's saying he's not worried about Al-Qaeda. He's worried about lone wolf domestic groups. And remember, about a month ago, Homeland Security put out all these new PSAs where almost everyone in it is a white person. And if you've got a cell phone, if you're wearing a hoodie, you're a terrorist. It's rebranding that the Tea Party is going to get you. And then you see the vice president 2 weeks ago come out and say the Tea Party are terrorists and that they may blow something up. So you see the major rollout, the major frame-up being prepared, but the establishment isn't stopping there. They are ignoring Ron Paul, demonizing him when they do covering him, saying he can't win when he is clearly the front-runner. When he isn't a flip-flopper, when he understands the inflation tax, he understands we're dominated by international private banks that launder most of the drug money on record. Bloomberg, Wachovia, Wells Fargo, $376 billion laundered in drug money in 2 years. Nobody got in trouble. Ron Paul understands this. So it's not enough to demonize people that criticize the Federal Reserve. and criticize the private banking cartel. They are also going to hit it from another angle by co-opting it. Attack it, but also co-opt it. When Ron Paul comes out and calls the private Federal Reserve treacherous and treasonous, it gets ignored. When Rick Perry, Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas, Mr. Carbon Tax, Mr. Gun Control, when Mr. NAFTA Superhighway, Mr. Forced Gardasil Inoculation, when he comes out and talks about it, the media gives it total and complete attention. And here's our article on it. Perry apes Ron Paul in attack on Fed cartel. Here's another one, AP. White House denounces, that's Reuters actually, White House denounces Perry as Republicans target Fed. I mean, before, 5 years ago, if you talk bad about the Federal Reserve, every mainline politician, both parties, would absolutely excoriate you as a conspiracy theorist. Remember that? If you even said the Fed was private, they would laugh at you. They would say, oh, next Martians are going to get me. Remember that? Then they stopped denying it was private and defended it. Now they're saying, yeah, they're almost treasonous. They're treacherous. And the president comes out and says, how dare you, Perry, say we shouldn't print more money? Well, it is a treacherous act to kill the dollar. It is a treacherous act by the banking cartel. But they're ending the dollar. They're moving on to the global SDR based out of Europe that the EU is now openly calling for as the solution to the same banking cartel imploding their countries. Some people email me and say, why are you bashing Europe, saying it's taking over America? No, 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 no. The same money laundering, drug dealing mega banks on record are the ones imploding Europe and imploding our country as well. We're all in this together. The same mega banks that have bankrupted Nigeria and Argentina. It's the same stratagem of economic hitmen. So continuing, White House denounces Perry as Republicans target Fed. The White House denounced Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry today for his threatening remarks towards the head of the U.S. Federal Reserve and represented some of the most inflammatory rhetoric in the 2012 election campaign. And they go on to say that it's absolutely terrible that they're doing it. Printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous, treasonous, in my opinion, Perry said. But see, they're so desperate that Ron Paul's catching on, they're going to allow their minions, Perry and Palin, Bachman, has now also come out with anti-Fed rhetoric. So is Newt Gingrich, the admitted globalist. You got Herman Cain up there, he used to work for the Federal Reserve. He's even starting to come out because they have to. Here it is. Bachman also takes aim at Fed. Reuters. Rick Perry versus Ben Bernanke.
What if I say I'm not like the others? What if I say I'm not just another one of your planes? You're the pretender. What if I say I will never surrender?
All right, Alex Jones here, back live on this Wednesday, the 17th day of August, 2011. And the private banking cartel that controls the European Union and is also dominating the United States is openly announcing a complete private receivership takeover of Europe. The very same institutions that our Federal Reserve represents are doing the same thing here in the United States. We're going to be breaking that down. I would love to get your take as listeners on all the news we've been covering in the last 33 minutes. The toll-free number to join us today is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Also yesterday, we covered the LA Times headline dealing with the ATF supervisors that went ahead with the Fast and Furious program to ship guns into Mexico to destabilize Mexico, demonize the Second Amendment here domestically, and fund the Sinaloa cartel to help knock out their competition. That's also admitted in the El Paso Times in another report that came out yesterday. This is such incredible information, and it's just hidden in plain view. And now the Justice Department has promoted the ATF supervisors that carried out this operation and is busy demoting and threatening the agents that blew the whistle on this corruption. So just unbelievable information now coming out in the open showing how government will stage crises as a pretext to consolidate control over society. Now, continuing, we have several video clips I want to play here. The first one is a new PSA that has been put out by Homeland Security. Now, remember, a month ago it got national attention when the Drudge Report and others, a link to our Infowars.com report, showing the training manuals and the videos where they're rebranding the terror threat from Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, over to anyone that doesn't like the Federal Reserve, anyone that doesn't like the global government, anyone that criticizing the establishment. But this message has become so mainstream that Ron Paul is winning in all the major polls that now they're trying to co-opt the movement from another angle with Rick Perry and, of course, Michelle Bachmann coming out and saying, yes, the Federal Reserve is treacherous, almost treasonous. So they're hitting it from both angles. But here's the newest report put out by Paul Joseph Watson today. It just went live at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Big Sis, latest terrorist, more white Americans. New DHS video ignores previous controversy over deliberate racial overtones, where all the terrorists in the video are white and everybody reporting them as a, quote, minority. Again, they've already sold whites, you know, using a little tinge of racism that, hey, you know, we're only taking the brown people's rights. Well, now they're telling the brown folks, hey, now we're going to take the white people's rights. Well, they're actually taking everyone's liberties and everyone's freedoms, just like Hitler first put draconian laws into place, but only enforced them against unpopular minorities, later expanded to everyone in the Reich. Despite causing controversy last month with a video that portrayed white middle-class Americans as the most likely terrorist, the Department of Homeland Security has released yet another PSA that depicts an attempt to bomb a subway station, not on Al-Qaeda Muslims, but well-dressed white people. Again, what do the internal manuals say? Is it a priest? Don't trust him just because he's a priest. Or a woman with a baby carriage? Maybe a terrorist. Are they wearing blue jeans? Do they have a cell phone? It's so wide, it's meant to make everybody not trust each other. It hypes up a threat. You got a better chance of being killed by a honeybee sting than by a terrorist. And it sells this total surveillance takeover of society and the federalization of police. A new public service announcement entitled The Drop-Off, If You See Something, Say Something, was unveiled by none other than Big Sis herself, Janet Napolitano, on the Homeland Security website today. America and the rest of the world is going into a depression. I went to the mall last week with my children, Barton Creek Mall. I only go a few times a year. And it had totally transformed. Police everywhere. When you buy something, you're interrogated. Your ID is taken and gone over. You're asked questions. You know, is this your ID? Is this your credit card? When you're buying, you know, $50 of Legos and you're looking at them going, yes. The same thing in every store I went in. All these weird security guards everywhere with these giant cartoon-sized police hats bugging their eyes out of everybody. The truth is we're going into a depression, and they're using the terror threat as a pretext to get this police state grid rolled out. Continuing here with the information, the PSA, which will be played on television and radio stations, shows a well-dressed, attractive white woman exiting a taxi before walking to a subway station. The taxi driver, a white man, then takes a cell phone call and sets a timer on a device in the trunk of a car. The woman then leaves her bag in the station. If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity to local authorities, states the voiceover as the clip ends with commuters reporting the incident to a black security guard and a black police officer. It's the same. There's scores of these PSAs, and they're all the same. Whites are the terrorists. Blacks, Hispanics, Muslims, they're the good guys. The white people are everywhere. They're a savage force coming to kill you. Now, in previous videos, it would show some brown people, some white people as terrorists, and then whites and blacks reporting them. Now it's white people are terrorists. They're going to get you. And again, what does the vice president say? The Tea Party, who they say is predominantly white. They're the terrorist. Well, who's the president worried about with Wolf Blitzer yesterday? The white people. The evil terrorists. They're going to get you. The evil Tea Party. And again, they've already branded the Tea Party as white. It's not completely white, but they're trying to make it racial. If you're against the Obama health care, you're a racist. They're injecting the race over and over and over again. And it's absolutely textbook division, divide and conquer. In her accompanying statement on the video, DHS Chief Napolitano also hints that gun stores could be a prime breeding ground for terrorists, which, again, they now are restricting the Second Amendment outside of law. Can't pass the law. The ATF, who's shipping the guns to Mexico, comes into four western states on the border, southwestern states, and says, we've got to start restricting how many guns you can buy, even if we don't have a law. So she's connecting it to guns. So now terrorism isn't just evil Tea Party people, it's guns. Guns are connected to terror. DHS Chief Napolitano also hints that gun stores could be a prime breeding ground for terrorists, making reference to a recent case where the gun owner of a store in Fort Hood called authorities when an individual in the store was behaving in a suspicious manner. Turns out that whole thing stinks to high heaven and looks like it's staged. As we highlighted last month, a longer PSA recently produced by DHS overwhelmingly went to significant lengths to portray white Americans, including showing white people's eyes glowing blue, as the most likely terrorist, despite the fact that 126 people who were indicted on terrorist-related charges in the United States over the last 2 years were all Muslim. Bizarrely, the majority of the people shown reporting suspicious activity to authorities were portrayed as non-whites. And the article goes on to break all of this down. It was one of the biggest stories in the country a month ago when we put the report out. I don't normally ask Drudge to link to our reports, but if Drudge is listening or if the other crew over there, Mr. Curl, is listening, it'd be great if they got this out. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, get this report. Send it to everyone you know. Because a year ago I said they're rebranding terror from Al-Qaeda over to anybody that opposes the banking takeover. And predominantly that's the Tea Party. And now it's mainstream to understand we're dominated by offshore banking cartel headed up by Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. And again, those are all multinational operations, Citigroup, Bank of England. They're all private, and the Federal Reserve is their holding company. It is now absolutely essential to understand that Robert Shapiro put out memos to the White House saying, barring, in fact, pull up the Financial Times of London for me, the headlines like, how does Obama stay relevant? But if you just type in, you can find our article that links to it. If you type in, Clinton advisor says Obama needs terror. And then I want to actually read the exact quote to people instead of just paraphrasing it. But we'll see how accurate my paraphrase is while they pull it up. It was the only hope the president has of getting reelection and of being popular with the public is to have a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 event so he can look strong and look like he can protect the people. And then you saw other current White House advisors say, absolutely. Obama faces growing credibility crisis was the article. Pull it up for me, please, and I'll actually read the quote for people. But again, and Watson in his article, in fact, I should just read the rest of the article. In the rest of his article, he actually does link to those. Very, 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 very important information. And so it is absolutely essential that we get this info out to everyone right now. It is so important. I mean, if you thought I was going out on a limb a year and a half ago, begging mainline conservative talk show host to go public with this, and a lot of them did, Michael Savage, Glenn Beck, and others did listen to me, and I appreciate that because they saw the facts. Limbaugh better talk about this. Everybody better talk. Sean Hannity, the ringleader of establishment neocondom. Listen, just because you've posed as conservatives to lead us down a rat hole, the system is now going to betray you like Hitler and his Knight of the Long Knives, going after his own minions first, the brown shirts. The globalists want to discredit anybody who is for sovereignty, anybody who's for low taxes, because the bankers are going into their austerity phase of total control. Okay, here's the quote from the Financial Times of London. Obama faces growing credibility crisis. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Rob Shapiro, another former Clinton official and supporter of Obama who advises him. He said he has to find some way between now and November, that's the election coming up, of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do just that. Now, let me pull up this next clip, Krugman. Krugman, well, no. First, we've got to play the new DHS piece here. So first, we'll play this DHS new 30-second promo. And they're all the same. Every white's a terrorist. Every person with brown skin is good. It's like Nazi Germany reversed. I was against demonizing Muslims. When we wrote these articles a month ago, people said, well, why are you saying don't demonize whites? I'm against saying black people, an ad where all the terrorists are blacks and the good guys are whites. I was against stereotyping Muslims as terrorists. Whoever the establishment wants to go after, if they want to invade your country, they're going to stage terror and say your country did it, like Iraq, or blame you for somebody else's terror, like Iraq. Now the banks want to take over the West. They're going to provocateur and stage terror and blame it on people. It's major branding. It's 100% fact that they're moving from beta testing to actually going live with this. We could be days or weeks away. Are exposing this is one of the only things that's held them back. You don't think they're freaked out by Glenn Beck coming out and saying the Obama administration's getting ready to stage a new Oklahoma City? He said that on Fox. And a couple weeks later, he announced that he was leaving. Okay? This is life and death. This is not a game. All you people that wanted to buy into the fake terror threat because it was fun to hate Muslims and get scared of them, you're now going to have this whole system turned around on you. It's already been turned around years ago behind closed doors against anybody that's for decency and a constitutional republic. Now, here's the new piece. It's not as powerful on radio, but you can watch the video at Infowars.com, but PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can see this. Big Sis, latest terrorist, more white Americans. Here it is.
Commuter station, evil white woman. Look at her.
Maybe you see something suspicious, but you don't want to get involved. It's nothing, you think. Can you be sure?
Can you be sure?
If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity to local authorities.
Like you don't know that for yourself. And now I've been at an airport and set my bag under the table while I'm eating something at one of those little cafes that are out under the rotunda, and I'll go over and get some napkins, and I see people, oh my gosh, that guy just walked 10 feet away to get napkins. They're training us how to live like prisoners in a giant jailhouse. But meanwhile, I've tried to call Homeland Security. I've tried to call the local Austin police, because that's who Homeland Security referred me to say, I have witnesses that saw the U.S. government get the underwear bomber on the plane. He was drugged. And they said, we're not going to take your report. And then, of course, later it did come out because of pressure that, yeah, the U.S. government did get him on the plane. An unnamed U.S. agency, U.S. intelligence agency, asked the State Department to get him on the plane. Detroit Free Press. Undersecretary of State, Kennedy. So this is what we're dealing with here. And they're not going to stop. Now, the next clip I want to go to is Krugman in the New York Times. He basically gave a slightly veiled, coded message on national television on CNN with the big Bilderberg group, Fareed Zakaria. Program. Krugman calls on government to manufacture war to save economy, and then he spins it as an alien invasion rant. And people didn't get what this meant. He meant a new war, an outside threat, a terror threat. When they talk about alien attacks, that's code for staged terror. Let's go ahead and play part of that clip as we got a break. Here it is.
Think about World War II, right? That was actually negative social product spending, and yet it brought us out. I mean, partly because you want to put these things together. If we say, look, we could use some inflation. Ken and I are both saying that, which is, of course, anathema to a lot of people in Washington, but is in fact what the basic logic says, it's very hard to get inflation in a depressed economy. But if you had a program of government spending plus an expansionary policy by the Fed, you could get that. So if you think about using all of these things together, you could accomplish, you know, a great deal. I mean, if we discovered that space aliens were planning to attack, and we needed a massive buildup to counter the space alien threat, and really inflation and budget deficits took secondary place to that, this slump would be over in 18 months. And then if we discovered, whoops, we made a mistake, there aren't actually any space aliens.
So we need Orson Welles,
be better,
is what you're saying.
No, there was a Twilight Zone episode like this in which scientists fake an alien threat in order to achieve world peace. Well, this time we don't need it. We need it in order to get some fiscal stimulus.
Ken wouldn't agree with that, right? The space aliens wouldn't work.
So clear,
right,
that. Right. I think it's not so clear that Keynes was right. I mean,
okay,
there's been decades of debate about that. About
we need a unifying event, because in that episode, the government does stage the alien threat. It turns out that's Project Bluebeam. That is a declassified, partially declassified U.S. government plan. So they're openly talking about it. Ray McGovern's on in the last 30 minutes today, coming up in the third hour. Former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, talking about the global crisis, the buildup to a ground invasion of Libya, his view of Rick Perry saying that anybody involved in the Gaza flotilla should be charged for simply being part of an aid mission. We'll also get his take on Fast and Furious, that false flag attack against the Second Amendment to demonize it. I've got a bunch of other clips, and at the very start of the show, I played Obama saying that the new threat is not al-Qaeda, but lone wolf terrorist, basically agreeing with Biden, saying the Tea Party are terrorist. This is the rollout of that, but they're so threatened by patriots and people that are aware of the globalist that, again, they're going to hit it from multiple angles. They're going to attack it and say that we're terrorists and stage events. That's now pretty much a certainty, unless we completely get the word out. And when they do stage an event, you've got to go directly to it. You've got to go towards the danger. If they stage something, God forbid, here in Austin, I'm going to go directly towards it so that I can document and get that key evidence right after it happens. That's what's so important to catch them. If it happens in other areas of the country or the world, you've got to get there. You've got to videotape it. You've got to talk to witnesses immediately before the official lie is put out. We've got to get that intel up front. But I've broken all of this down. I've warned you. Now you can see the rollout in full view. But they're not only attacking it, saying if you're against globalism, if you're against losing sovereignty, if you're against being debt slaves, if you're against a police state, you're a terrorist. And connecting political activity and a peaceful protest in San Francisco so they cut the cell phones off in part of the city. I mean, this is the internet kill switch. This is the surveillance grid. This is the control grid. One of our listeners goes and says, we're going to protest the Federal Reserve today peacefully. 50 cops are ringing it when he gets there because they were surveilling his Facebook. They are branding normal political activity as terrorism right now, but at the same time sending in Rick Perry, sending in Michelle Bachmann to say, hey, the Federal Reserve is almost treasonous. It's all rhetoric. It's all rhetoric. So they're hitting us from every angle. They're trying to co-opt us while at the same time attacking. And that's because they know the awakening is on. They know it's happened. Now we're going to start the second hour here in a few minutes and go to Michelle, Austin, Woody, John, Alan in Denmark, and many others that are patiently holding. We're also going to get into Ron Paul's new TV ad, The One Who Can Beat Obama. We're going to get into Libyan rebels' claim they will topple Gaddafi by the end of August. You know, this is the same war propaganda, regardless of which side you're on or if you're neutral, like I am on the whole Gaddafi situation. The Drudge Report today has a flashback, I love it, where he gives links to the White House's own statements. White House, Gaddafi toppled by end of August. Flashback, toppled by March 30th. Their days are numbered. It will last days, not weeks. Flashback, April 15th. Your days are numbered. It will last days, not weeks. Flashback, May 11th, Muammar Gaddafi's days are numbered. Days, not weeks. I mean, that is incredible. Germany, France propose collective government, handing over what sovereignty in Germany and France have left to the private banking cartel. They're calling it a private banking government, a bank of the world. And the Daily Mail says Paris and Berlin launch a coup to control Eurozone, demanding rights to dictate economic policy. By the way, we're only now less than 2 weeks out. Boy, I got goosebumps here. From the nightly TV show, InfoWars Nightly News, the beginning of a lot more, that'll be premiering at PrisonPlanet.tv for subscribers, starting weeknights at 7 p.m., starting September 1st, Thursday, September 1st at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're simulcasting the radio show there right now.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Putin sets sights on Eurasian Economic Union. We have the White House putting out a new Homeland Security video hyping that white al-Qaeda is basically everywhere and is about to get you any minute. Obama warns the Tea Party is holding back the recovery. Really? Really? I thought it was globalism and the deindustrialization of this country that had caused our standard of living to drop. But no, it's the Tea Party that runs absolutely nothing, but is criticizing the real problem, the Federal Reserve. I just can't get over how big it is that now Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry are all attacking the Federal Reserve and calling it treacherous and almost treasonous and all the rest of it in their desperate bid to become Ron Paul. I want to take your phone calls, but I do want to ask listeners to get this report out to everyone they know. And I've got a few points I'm going to get Paul Watson to add to the article. It's Big Sis' latest PSA, Big Sis' latest terrorist, more white Americans. And that's, again, up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So important to get out to everyone you know. Right now, let's go to Michelle in Florida. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I was wanting to find out if anybody else, the viewers, last week on the debate, I watched it, and of course I thought Ron Paul did excellent. Well, I couldn't sleep that night. About 2:30 that morning, I went on Fox News to see how he was doing, because they had a poll saying, you know, who do you think won the debate? So I, of course, voted for Ron Paul, and it showed that he was had over 68% of the votes, and everybody else were in single digits. So I finally went to sleep thinking, you know, well, this will show them. And I got up the next morning. They didn't mention him on TV.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I went
they had 30,000 votes and change. We posted the numbers, and he won 16,000 plus, more than half. And Fox pulled the poll. Even Politico reported on that. Fox pulled the poll. And LA Times also reported on it. So did the San Francisco Chronicle. Fox pulled the poll and did not report on their own poll because he got more than all the other candidates combined. They didn't like that.
It made me so mad. I emailed every single person on that show and told them, you know, you claim to be fair and balanced. And I wrote, shame on you to all of them. But
well, see,
anyway.
Again, they're the fake conservative opposition meant to control and steer real constitutionalistic conservatives, libertarians. And so that's why they've said Ron Paul can't win. He's nothing. Oops, he keeps winning the polls. Oops, he got more votes than everybody else combined. Oops, everybody was giving him standing ovations. Oops, he lost by, you know, less than 1% against Bachmann, even though she bought 90%+ of her votes at the straw poll. She bought 4,000. She got 4,600 and something votes. She bought 4,000. Let's say it again. She bought 4,000 plus votes. She got less than 6,600 total that were actually hers. Ron Paul won that too. He's winning everything. He's the front runner. They're completely freaked out. They're pulling out all the stops, but it blew up in their face.
That's what I was saying, because it's backfiring, because the people who really didn't maybe not know who Ron Paul was see that he's being slighted, so then now they're going to look him up and find out, well, who is he and what does he represent? So, you know, what they're meaning for evil, God's turning to good, in my opinion. So
absolutely. And even if they steal the election, steal the primaries, and Ron Paul doesn't win, he's going to be there for the next year. Injecting real issues into the debate and the campaign and building the awakening and the solidarity. We're the majority. Look at how he's winning. That's an illustration of that. But this helps us come together and lets us know our power. That's why I challenged him here on air and behind the scenes, both times he's run for president in the last 4 years. I said, Ron, you've got to run, because regardless, you're going to have a bully pulpit. And he said, you're right. And of course, I knew he was going to run long before he announced it, but I never tell tales until they're public. We'll be right back.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Continue with your calls here in a moment. The toll-free number to join us today on this live Wednesday edition is 800-259-9231. If you just joined us, the Homeland Security Department has put out another video. If there was any doubt that they are selling the new terrorist brand as white people and as Tea Party members, it is all over. We've seen the vice president, other big Democrats come out and say the Tea Party are terrorists. They're going to get violent. We've seen Chris Matthews now suddenly pushing it ad nauseum and putting out special TV reports like The Rise of the New Right, where he implies that myself and Ron Paul basically want violence with no evidence. We have seen countless other corporate media productions pushing this. We have seen now these Homeland Security training videos and the training manuals that federal marshals, state police, and others have sent us, where behind the scenes, the entire threat that they're training the police and military for is gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians, people that want to audit the private Federal Reserve, people that want to get rid of the Federal Reserve system, because we are the real opposition. And so they don't want Hispanics, blacks, and others feeling like they're Americans and they're part of sovereignty. So they brand it that it's a white thing to be against the Federal Reserve. It's a white thing to want to be in the Tea Party. And not only is it a whitey thing, it's a terrorist thing. And now they have a new video out. It's posted at Infowars.com in the article by Paul Joseph Watson. And you also see Obama coming out now and saying that, again, his main threat is a lone terrorist, telling Wolf Blitzer that last night. You can see that the branding is going into high gear. And if you go to Infowars.com, and if you put it back on screen, I'll read it to folks. Thank you. Big Sis, latest terrorist, more white Americans. This is such a big deal. This is so huge. If you were doubting my predictions of years ago, if you were doubting my predictions of months ago, if you were doubting that this is going to happen, they are definitely going to stage terror attacks or provocateur terror attacks by funding mentally ill people, bare minimum, as a pretext to demonize anyone that criticizes the private Federal Reserve. And if I had to guess a target they'll hit, like I did before 9/11, saying they'll probably blow up the World Trade Center complex and blame it on their asset bin Laden, if I had to pick a target, it would be something like the Federal Reserve, but a Federal Reserve that has a daycare in it. The globalists, the bankers will want to bomb kids, and then they'll have photographers, when the firemen run out with bleeding children, to get those photos. Just like Operation Gladio in Europe, where the U.S. government with NATO admittedly staged more than 200 bombings in Germany, Italy, you name it, to blame it on their political opposition. A true left-wing movement was rising in Europe in the 70s and 80s. So they had to stage terror attacks, blowing up school buses and other things, to blame it on them. When right-wing groups that aren't controlled by the bankers start rising, they'll stage attacks and blame it on them. This is the oldest trick in the book, problem, reaction, solution. And so we've got to get this new report out, because they put out a whole group of videos a month ago where every terrorist is a white person, every person that reports them is a, quote, minority with dark skin. The new video, it is the same story. They see a white terrorist, and the black police are called in to stop them. So this is absolutely incredible, and it only confirms that the train left the station and it's about to arrive at its destination, false flag terror, to fully flip what's already been flipped behind the scenes from Al-Qaeda, Muslim threat, to the domestic threat. And you see Obama saying it's now a domestic threat. It's a lone wolf. And they're also going to stage some attacks that are Muslim as well. And then brand the two together to make them synonymous with one another. I've tried to warn people as best I can. People do know about false flag terror, inside job now, self-inflicted wound, staged frame-ups. But we've really got to get the word out to an even greater level now so people are watchful of it. If you see something, say something. But you've got to say it to the media. You've got to say it yourself. You've got to say it on YouTube. You've got to say it in a place where you can't be censored. If you see the feds doing suspicious things, or you see contractors doing suspicious things, if you actually call the local threat fusion center, they're not going to respond. Just like the feds ran a drill the week of 9/11 with Tripod 2 as the cover of what they were doing. And then that drill came out, and the mayor first said, yes, we had a drill, then later said, no, we didn't have a drill. And then it turned out he had been lying. He was part of the drill of the World Trade Centers being blown up. That's right, a drill of the World Trade Centers being blown up, being destroyed the day it happened. That's so if good cops or good FBI catch the contractors in there getting ready to blow it, oh, it's part of the drill. What happened when the FSB got caught in 1999 planting bombs in a fourth apartment building? Three had been blown up in the suburbs of Moscow, to blame it on the Chechens. What did the FSB then report? The FSB said, oh, we were just running a drill, when they got caught in there planting the bombs. Local police caught them, and they said it's just a drill, even though the hexogen explosives were real. That's why they run the drills. They fund the terror attack through the drill. They bootleg it. Then if they get caught, or if NSA systems pick up chatter, then they say, oh, that's only part of the drill. Also, the overall chatter is a smokescreen so that other agencies can't discover what's happened. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm ranting here. I want to get into Ron Paul, though, before I go to your calls. Here are the headlines. Perry apes Ron Paul in attack on Fed cartel. Here's another one out of Reuters. White House denounces Perry as Republicans target Fed. Newt Gingrich, Bachman, Perry, all now trying to become Ron Paul while simultaneously attacking him. Because he has never compromised. He's always voted as he said he would vote. He's always voted for the Constitution. He really will try to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He will try to restore sound money and take the money power back under Congress, not the private Federal Reserve. So he is anathema to them. He is cyanide to these devils. Continuing. Rolling Stone, Rick Perry versus Ben Bernanke, round one. So they're really hyping this up. Bachman also takes aim at Federal Reserve. Michelle Bachman took aim at the Federal Reserve Tuesday after rival candidate Rick Perry caused a storm with his fierce criticism of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. I've been fighting on that issue since I came to Congress, Bachman told reporters after a stump speech to about 300 people at a drive-in restaurant in South Carolina. The Federal Reserve is not subject to transparency. The Federal Reserve has made terrible, grievous errors. No, they've helped consolidate power for the megabanks. They've done a great job. The government doesn't screw up when they get caught shipping cocaine in or guns into Mexico. They're doing what they're told. That's why they get rewarded and promoted. But if you expose the government drug dealing, you get shot in the face like Serpico, or you get demoted. She said, criticizing the central bank's quantitative easing programs of buying government bonds to lower interest rates and boost the economy. And she goes on to criticize the Federal Reserve. So the point is, Ron Paul is dominating, as the AP had to admit on Monday, that he's now dominating the debate and is the front runner in the Republican field of eight different people. He is dominating. He is winning. The straw polls are coming in second. He is winning. The scientific polls are coming in second. He's winning, winning, winning. So what do they tell you? He can't win. He can't win. He's a kook. He's too old. On and on and on and on and on. Like you're an idiot. Like you're a moron. Like you'll just go with whatever they say. That if they say you can't vote for him, that you won't. They're creating a false, self-fulfilling prophecy, treating you like you're a low-grade idiot. Now, let's go to this great new campaign ad, Ron Paul's new ad, The One Who Can Beat Obama. It's up on InfoWars.com. Get the ad. Get it out to everyone you know. Also, get the video on our YouTube channel that's gone completely viral, titled The Ron Paul Tipping Point. Get that out to everybody as well. While we still have these avenues to communicate, they're already putting the internet cybersecurity kill switch in place. They're already shutting off cell phones in entire areas of cities when there's a peaceful protest. They're already beta testing the total clampdown of society because they know they're illegitimate. And they know you're wise to the fact that the offshore banks have bought both parties. The only real person is Ron Paul. Let's go ahead and go to this new clip.
It's the story of a lost city, lost opportunity, lost hope. A story of failed policies, failed leadership. A story of smooth-talking politicians, games of he said, she said, rhetoric, and division. One man has stood apart, stood strong, and true. Voting against every tax increase, every unbalanced budget, every time. Standing up to the Washington machine, guided by principle. Ron Paul, the one who will stop the spending, save the dollar, create jobs, bring peace. The one who will restore liberty. Ron Paul, the one who can beat Obama and restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Oh, man, that's good. I think I'm going to have to play that again when I come back. Yes, absolute veritas. That means truth, ladies and gentlemen, if you're public school educated like I am. Ron Paul never compromised. Ron Paul called it on the Federal Reserve in the Depression. Ron Paul who end the wars. Ron Paul that exposes the fake WMDs in Iraq. Ron Paul, who gets up and talks about CIA coup in America and how they ship the drugs in. Ron Paul, that's why they're all scared and throwing everything they've got at him, because he is the one. He is the leader. He is the spirit of 1776. He is founding father material. We shall return. Stay with us.
Riders on the storm.
Okay, let's go to Alan in Denmark, then John, Woody, Austin, Henry, and others. Alan in Denmark, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alexander the Great. How are you doing?
Good, my friend. What's on your mind?
I have two points to talk to you about. One is border protection in Denmark. Here, a week ago, we have a lot of problems with the from Brussels, we are not allowed to have this border protection. We're basically not allowed to protect our borders. So we had a lot of problem with immigrants from Eastern Europe coming here and stealing copper and doing criminal stuff, you know?
Yes, I've seen the reports. That's what's really shaking the euro up, is that Eastern Europe is completely in a depression. Europe is in a deep, deep recession. And then I have seen the reports that a lot of countries are wanting to put up their borders again, but the euro is saying, yeah, no, you joined us, you're not allowed to, and so there's huge crime sprees.
Yeah, so our politicians are basically speaking about getting out of the Lisbon treaty.
Yes, and right as Europe, as countries start moving to get out of the Lisbon treaty, which created the euro, what do you think of Merkel and Sarkozy announcing they're going to expand a financial euro, whether you like it or not, and literally destroy your sovereignty?
It's already happening, Alex. I'm sad to say, but it is. So,
by the way, folks, that's not my opinion. I've got three mainstream headlines saying the same thing. Here's the Daily Mail. Paris and Berlin launch a coup to control Eurozone, demanding right to dictate economic policy over the countries. So the end of sovereignty, where Napoleon and Hitler failed to dominate Europe, they're succeeding through financial stealth.
Yes, it's very sad, but what can you do as a single person?
Well, are folks starting to wake up?
Yes, the young people are, but not the old people. The old people are still in the old media stuff, you know. They don't listen to your kind of stuff, you know. So,
well, it's up to you, Alan, in Denmark, to spread the word. God bless and good to hear from you. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to John in Wyoming. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've got a couple of quick things to bring up. What you were talking about, how the media is ignoring Ron Paul, is true, but it's not new. Go back to 1972 when George Wallace was trying to get nominated by the Democratic Party for the presidency. He won the Florida primary overwhelmingly. And that night, the NBC Nightly News had a special that was hosted by their left-wing bobblehead, Frank McGee. And he spent the first 28 minutes of the 30-minute program telling you how well the number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 candidates did. And at the very end of the program, he said, oh, and by the way, George Wallace won the primary.
No.
So, yeah, that's the way they operate. Now, another thing, let me urge all of your listeners to either call up Fox News at 1-888-369-4762 and leave them a nasty message or email them a nasty message every time that CFR bobblehead Charles Krauthammer gets on Brett Baer's program and keeps repeating that CFR slogan, oh, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win, when he knows otherwise. And ask them, demand that they be fair and balanced, that whatever happened to their policy of being fair and balanced, and that I left them a message stating that since when is it the province of Charles Krauthammer to dictate how Americans are going to vote? Why don't you let the American people decide the issue? We don't need Charles Krauthammer to tell us who can win and who can't win. Because Krauthammer is just a stooge for the CFR. You can look him up. He is a member of the CFR, and he is one of their talking bobbleheads trying to convince people that Ron Paul doesn't have a chance, when in fact he does have a chance if people will only show a little courage and vote for the man and don't worry about the talking bobbleheads from the CFR.
Well, again, and in the case of the establishment being scared of George Wallace, who was certainly no Ron Paul, the individual that shot him, if you look at that whole story, it's the classic staged, drugged up, lunatic who'd been in government hands. And then the staging of the diary years later being found of the supposed shooter. I don't think they're going to shoot Ron Paul, even if he starts winning, because they realize that would only turn him into an even bigger martyr. But we all need to be praying for Ron Paul, because I've never seen a system so scared of him. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I never have, Alex, but I think they will try to do something to either humiliate him, as they tried to do with Rand Paul, or they will try to arrange for a convenient little accident.
Well, they already had Barat try to jump on him sexually, and luckily Ron Paul threw him off of him and got out of there. They'll probably say he's kidnapped women, like they said, Rand, or he worships Buddha. No kidding. They're going to throw the sink at him. We'll be right back with more calls.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I'm going straight back to your calls here in a moment, and then to some of the international financial news, domestic police state, ATF false flag terror news, EU news, crime news. It is all coming up today. We're also going to be tracking what's happening in the stock market as well. But before I go back to your calls, please don't forget this radio broadcast is listener supported. And when you support our local sponsors, when you support our national sponsors, when you buy videos, books, t-shirts, ball caps at InfoWars.com, you not only get tools to educate yourself to a higher level and then pass it on to friends, you also support this broadcast. And I want to thank all of you for your support over the years. We couldn't do any of this without you, and this show wouldn't have been a platform to help promote so many who are fighting and tyranny and getting the message of liberty out. So again, I want to encourage everybody to visit the secure online video bookstore / Patriot Apparel store at InfoWars.com, especially the ball caps, the new camouflage ball cap that's got the snake and it says InfoWars.com, Liberty or Death. That is a bestseller. The best-selling t-shirt is the Liberty or Death snake shirt, red on black. People love it. And it has InfoWars.com on the back. And you wear that out in public. You wear that to a Tea Party event. You wear that to church. You wear that to work. You wear that to the restaurant. You wear that to the mall. You wear that out to the cornfields where you're working. You wear that to the factory. You're going to meet the like-minded people in your area, and you're going to be shocked by how many people are awake. So you'll get a shirt that'll wake up those that aren't informed, that will help you reach out to those that are informed to meet them and to come together. Wear your colors loud and proud. Again, it's all available at InfoWars.com. Also starting September 1st, that's coming up in a couple Thursdays, less than 2 weeks away, every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, 30-minute news transmission, focused, condensed, power-packed news and information of the day, interviews, you name it. You've seen these special reports, some of which are 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours long. We're also going to continue to have those every week, some days, 5 days a week. And sometimes the news will end and we will announce special report, and then a special report will continue with more in-depth coverage with the InfoWars Nightly News that for the next few months is going to have its own page on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to keep that system as well, but expand out with a whole new news site on a new platform. So if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you'll automatically then become a member of the news site as well. So again, your support of PrisonPlanet.tv is absolutely integral to the work that we're doing here. We also, of course, simulcast the live radio show 3 hours a day with the multi-camera shoot, a whole nother dimension of documentation and information. We have a higher quality audio podcast, commercial free, that's posted every day at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, expanded extras, many other great documentary films that we've been authorized to post, PrisonPlanet.tv, an armory of resistance going back now more than 8 years. Yes, it's tomorrow's network 8 years ago. It's tomorrow's network now. And we're building it into something that much stronger and more effective. Because we are the tip of the spear, and it's our responsibility. Believe me, sometimes when I'm exhausted and I'm tired and I'm sick of reading the news and sick of the globalist, I realize, hey, Alex, you're reaching millions and millions of new people every week, not just your millions of regular great listeners that are the core of getting the word out. You've got a responsibility in history to stand up against these tyrants. Don't wish later that you hadn't put out your maximum effort. So I'm asking you for your maximum effort to get our videos, make copies, air them on Access TV, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Invisible Empire, Terror Storm, Truth Rising. Give them to people. Make copies. It's having a giant effect. I get reports every couple days about, hey, this station in Tennessee, broadcast mainline TV, just aired your film. Hey, this big station in L.A. just aired the Obama Deception. Hey, this station in Tyler, Texas just is cutting up your live show every day and airing clips of it. Good. Don't ask permission to paint InfoWars.com on your barn. Don't ask permission if you want to take part of the show and put it on local TV. Just do it. This is a war for liberty, a war against tyrants. Liberty is rising. All right, enough said. Keep getting call after call here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Okay, let's go to the calls here. Who's been holding the longest? That would be Austin in Florida. Austin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you about a couple of signs I've seen here in Central Florida that reveal how the police state you know, really continues to expand in our communities. First off, I saw a Lynx bus the other day. That's our public transit system. And the bus had a giant TSA advertisement on the side of it with, you know, a big smiling female TSA agent, and had lettering down the side of it that read something to the effect of, you know, TSA protecting your freedoms. And it's just showing how they're like...
Oh, my God, let me stop you right there. Okay, I know they've got in 9,000 locations giant telescreens going in, and many they've already gone in many areas right out of 1984, saying don't trust anyone but government, everybody's a terrorist. I mean, they're really getting ready for total martial law. And now they're running PSAs on TV about, you know, the Tea Partiers are terrorists, the white people are terrorists. That report is up on Infowars.com, a new chapter in that. But you're telling me the buses now, because they've announced they're going to be on the streets everywhere. Can you imagine? Well, I'm not going to fly because you want to grab my wife's breast or stick your hands down my pants. Oh, you're not going to fly, Jesse Ventura? Well, we're going to be on the streets. And I've got newscast out of Florida a year ago where it shows children being frisked at the bus station. So you're telling me you have to look at this smirking evil where they just ram down our throat the total end of the Fourth Amendment, the end of the Tenth Amendment, way outside their bounds? You're telling me it's now on a bus?
Oh, yeah, man. It's complete tyranny. And, you know, I look online and I just did a Google search of Lynx bus and TSA, and it comes up, the TSA website comes up, and back in 2007, Lynx got, of course, a $1 million federal grant to, quote, train its drivers and other staff on how to spot terrorists and other bad guys.
And by the way, now they're putting cameras on all these buses, and what do you see in the news? I saw it last week. Mother arrested for spanking child. And so the kid's out of control. You spank him, it's not even illegal. Boom, Homeland Security. Boom, federal cameras watching you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're already flipping the whole police state apparatus from, quote, the Muslim terrorist, and that was all fake as well, to now the American people in general. I'm going to search that right now because I want to get that to Watson. That is absolutely huge, huge news. So they're called Lynx buses in Florida. How do you like yes. Lynx, like a cat?
Yeah, L-Y-N-X.
Oh my gosh, it's school transportation security awareness in public schools. There's Homeland Security. Is that the page you found, or did we find something else on Homeland Security website?
No, I actually found that on the TSA website.
No, I know. I'm on the TSA Homeland Security subsite. And it shows kids in a yellow school bus. I'm saying, was this a transit bus you saw?
Oh, yeah, it was just a regular old transit bus that drives around the university area. I'm a student at UCF.
Again, but where is the federal jurisdiction with your local school buses and local transit authorities? They are putting out PSAs showing TSA in the mall. In the mall, at football games. They are now showing up at public schools. A federal judge ruled that you're allowed to stick your hands down somebody's pants if the TSA trains you. So if the TSA waves a magic wand, no more Fifth Amendment. Now people are getting yearly and monthly visits from the census outside of the census year. I mean, it is just a total power grab. Could this be any creepier? Let me ask you this question. What do you think now of the complete rollout that it's the evil anti-Fed, Ron Paul, returning veteran conservatives, that we're the new terrorist, and Obama saying it, Biden saying it? I mean, how creepy is this complete rollout?
Oh, yeah, it's totally creepy, and you could see it coming all along, you know. And I wanted to ask you one more thing. Have you heard of the Kicks for Guns program?
I know all over they've got programs to buy back guns, which the police admit creates the image of people lined up turning in guns ahead of real gun confiscation.
Right, yeah. Now you see these billboards, I've seen them here in Orlando, that in big bold letters it says, turn in your guns, no questions asked. And I looked it up online because it was kind of vague. I didn't even know what the billboard was about. And yeah, it turns out you can turn in your unwanted guns and you get a gift card. You know, so you can turn in your weapons and you get, you know, something to put you into the fiat money system.
Well, it's the idea of turn in your guns. It's like all over the country they have ads. 11% of Texans now have warrants out for them. Total police state, 11% of Texans. That's the latest numbers. And they run these ads every few months on the, it's Roundup this weekend. The police are coming to your house. It doesn't matter if it's parking tickets. You're going to jail. It's Roundup. Roundup. So turn in your guns. Homeland Security signs. It's Roundup. Roundup. And they use those terms so when there's real Roundups everybody is just acclimated and conditioned. Yes, I'm aware of that. But Jaron, please send that to Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo right now. That is so huge. TSA rolls out billboards on transit buses. We got to find a photo of that. I did find the TSA saying they're taking over the school buses and also, of course, rolling into the schools in places like Albuquerque. No, it's Santa Fe. Man, I wish you'd have got a photo of that on the side of the... what it says that TSA is here to help?
Yeah, it was like protecting your freedom or something.
Oh, my God. Yeah, protecting my freedom to have you violate my wife and children so that I can't fly because I don't want to be groped. And now their answer and response is, no, that is protecting your freedom. Unbelievable, sir.
And what are they going to do with these guns that everyone is turning in? How do we know that they're not going to just ship them to Mexico?
Sir, that's actually where the ATF, we now learn, isn't just doing it out of gun shops. Actually, there in Florida, the ATF has been shipping them to the drug gangs. Because they're the drug gangs going after the other drug gang that didn't launder their money with them. The government is drug dealing, child kidnapping criminals on record. I mean, it's on record. That the Pentagon with DynCorp and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping rings. On record, Chicago Tribune. The government is so criminal, again, they took the death benefits of all the troops 11 years ago in a secret deal that's now public and nobody gets in trouble. Folks, stop being naive. The minute we wake up to the full horror, most cops aren't criminal. Most bureaucrats aren't criminal. Most lawyers aren't criminal. Most school teachers aren't. We're just a bunch of ninnying people that accept absolute tyranny because it's always packaged in some reasonable way. And, oh, there's still football games on TV. And, you know, there's still the sports icons. And there's all this entertainment and all these smiling faces dressing it up like everything's okay. And, oh, there's not a depression, even though we're in a depression. It's a total projection of false reality. And we've got to wake up from this thing. I appreciate your call, Austin. Great call. Man, it's always worse than I think. So Orwellian, so right out of a dystopic science fiction movie to have telescreens and spy squads and protecting your freedom, TSA, who's destroying the 10th Amendment, way outside their jurisdiction, annihilating liberty, and to just have them ram down your throat. You go to Walmart, we've got video of it, telescreens saying, report everybody, only Homeland can be trusted. And meanwhile, they're the terrorists shipping the guns into Mexico. They're the terrorists getting the underwear bomber on the plane, the shoe bomber on the plane, the head of Al-Qaeda hanging out at the Pentagon. I mean, it's just, we're in so much trouble, folks. And only the naivete is allowing it to happen. America is dead as a hammer, dead as a doornail if we don't wake up to this. I can't believe it. I understand why a lot of you are in denial, because this stuff is so hardcore. I mean, it is so hard to believe this is really happening. It's hard to believe that we have the government documents and have shot videos and made films and posted it where, going back 50 years, the federal government's own scientists said this sodium fluoride will cause cancer. They had studies back to the 20s. It will reduce IQ. Do not put it in the water. And they just called them conspiracy theorists. They know it gives a sevenfold increase in bone cancer alone. Don't believe me? Just type in fluoride, bone cancer, sevenfold increase. You'll get mainstream government documents. They know it reduces IQ. They know it causes all sorts of autoimmune problems and massively accelerates different types of diabetes and joint problems, arthritis. They know it. 71% of the country has it pumped into the water, along with hundreds of other chemicals that they're allowed to add under the name fluoride, including uranium. I've been telling you about that for years. Suddenly, all over the country, they have local news going, yes, there is uranium being added to the water, but it's good. I mean, you cannot make it up. I wish I was a liar. I wish it wasn't true every minute. I love my children. I love this country. But we have such incredible psychopaths running things. Again, it's very positive how much folks have woken up. They've shown that they're ready to fully wake up. But it's going to take some real gut checks to get out of denial. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have Henry in California listening on XM Channel 166. Henry, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm wondering if you can help me out with something personal. I was in the Air Force back when the Minot Air Force Base incident happened. And
when they shipped three nukes down to Louisiana?
Now, see, that's the thing, Alex. I'm not sure if you've ever seen that film, Waltz with Bashir, how they describe... Have you ever seen that film?
Film is that?
Waltz with Bashir.
I don't believe so.
Oh, you should see that. That's a film about Israelis in conflict. But he goes in to describe how the individual soldier, you know, is really stuck in the fog of war and, like, can't really...
Who were at Minot and saw the weird nukes being stolen, they're probably going to try to blame it on Iraq or something, those cruise missiles. A lot of people died who witnessed that. But I'm going to stop interrupting. You were getting off into a movie, but first, you say you want to get my advice about something at Minot and the missing nukes?
Just because I was trying to, you know, it's kind of like my personal thing now. I was... you know, there when they had the stand-down day, and it's really hard for me to talk about. I'm getting kind of choked up. And so then, if you could give me any information, you see what I'm saying? From the individual's perspective, it's very difficult to understand just what was happening, because all I remember was just, you know, craziness. I remember trying to tune into you. You know, the internet had you blocked, you know, on the basis, of course. People were actively saying, you know, this seems real suspicious. And you were just bringing up the planned... attacks. See what I'm saying? From, you know, the outer space aliens. You know, what would be worse than cruise missiles?
Well, that's right. Again, the CNN calling saying it'd be great to have aliens attack because that would unify us, but we'd have to stage it. And then all these other advisors saying we need terror attacks. Like, we're idiots and don't see them all over the news saying terror attacks will help Obama. And then Obama comes out and says, the Tea Party's about to blow stuff up. Tell them, Biden. That's right. I mean, it's 100% scripting like we're idiots. They talk to us like we're unconscious morons because a large portion of the population is in a mind-numb stupor. But I'm going to come back to you, Henry, listening on XM Channel 166. I want to hear from you about what you saw that day. Say something here very slowly and very simply for new listeners. If you've studied history, you know anytime you build an extremely powerful government, even if good people built it who were misguided, it will be taken over by corrupt individuals. They will seek to get control of it because that is the ultimate power on this planet, to wage war, to steal money, to shut down your competition. That's why tyranny is the norm all over the world. That's why third world countries that have more resources than the U.S. live in squalor, because the military just takes over. Or an oligarchy financed by megabanks takes over. And that's the end of it. And that's the end of your society. And there is a military-industrial complex, total police state takeover, that has happened. And it was built ahead of the design collapse of America. And now they've scripted that Americans that don't want to be slaves are terrorists. See, the government wouldn't have the moral high ground because it's illegitimate and run by foreign banks if it just came in here and said, we're taking over, we're raising your taxes because we pay it to foreign banks that put us in power, and we're going to shoot you if you fight back. The cops and the military would say we're not going along with that. But if they nuke Chicago and say that a Tea Party military person got a nuke and did it, your neighbor will probably come over and try to lynch you. They'll be all emotional. They'll buy into CNN and Fox. They'll be in a big pity party, and they're going to come after you. If Obama nukes a city, even mainline conservatives will start worshiping him. You will see this. They will start worshiping him and calling for their neighbors to be torn to shreds. They will say, I'm not part of the Tea Party now, and just to prove themselves, they'll go over and gun down their neighbor who's got an American flag. You're with the terrorist. They could wrap a nuke in an American flag and nuke Chicago, and Americans would pull down American flags and desecrate it and would burn effigies of George Washington. If the media said, George Washington nuked you, people that support George Washington nuke Chicago, they would pull down George Washington's image and stomp it in the street. I'm not joking. Because Americans have been trained to act like children. It's fun to get upset and fun to be conned and fun to be suckers. And let me tell all you suckers up front who are new listeners, the New World Order is going to destroy you, okay, if you don't wake up and stop sucking your thumbs. Now, finishing up with Henry in California, then we'll get to James, Woody, Kirk, Chris, and others. Tell us what you saw at Minot there in the Dakotas at the nuke base. Because this is admitted the three nukes came up missing and that it was impossible that could have happened and somebody was trying to divert them. What happened that day on the base?
Alex, I think you misunderstood me. I was not at Minot. I was in Air Combat Command, Strategic Air Command.
Okay, but still, those are the folks over the nukes. So what did you witness?
The thing is that I remember that there was something called Solid Curtain Citadel Shield going on. Is that correct? Because Alex, I'm really just like, I was just really one of the low guys. I was like an airman. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. Yeah, there were a bunch of drills going on. Continue.
And everything was locked down all the time. And now here's the thing. They told us this was like one of the world's, premier things that would ever happen. This has never happened. It's like you see a comet, that hyperbolic comet that's coming in. It's like you're going to see this once and never happen again. It wasn't just like a broken arrow. It was like a bent arrow, where they claim to lose the missiles. And then they sent us all out on this like namby-pamby safety check. We're talking about missing nuclear warheads. And the thing is that the anniversary is coming up pretty soon. So that's why I was just wondering if you happen to know anything that would happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, the intel on that was Cheney tried to steal those nukes, and then people blew the whistle in the military, so they had to kill a bunch of people. There were a bunch of deaths, so they need to get those nukes going off so we learn how to worship the tyrants. It's real simple.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, did you know that the printer cartridge ink used in most printers? I know it. And I'm too weak-minded to get rid of our old printers and not have bisphenol A ink, even though the Associated Press reported that just two or three exposures to this massively lowers male fertility. And I'm so weak-minded and so conditioned, because humans are designed to accept their environment and adapt to it, that I haven't even gotten rid of the bisphenol A that we print all these articles on, so we have a hard copy of them. I just sit here all day and even sometimes lay my sandwich on them during the break and just eat it. And hadn't destroyed my fertility, but it admittedly does damage people's fertility. In fact, folks won't believe that. When you put bisphenol A in printer receipts, lowers fertility. I'm going to show folks that. Right over here, I've got my cell phone that tracks me and radiates me, and I warn everybody about them, and then they're so handy and so useful, I still basically kill myself with it. The point is, I'm a hypocrite. We're all hypocrites. And we better just realize this has all been designed to slowly kill us. It's all part of the eugenics program. There it is, Daily Science, Science Daily. BPA lowers male fertility. Mouse study finds, and it's in most receipts. And printer ink. Just thought I'd throw that little giblet out at you. Because, that's the type of stuff I think about. I'm going, why don't I get rid of the bisphenol A printer ink? I know it's twice as much to not have it. I got to buy new printers. Why do I not go tell my office manager to do that? Well, I only use the cell phone about 10, 15 minutes a day. I don't use it a lot because I know it's killing me. But it is tracking me, but I know it's really handy, and I use it to fight the globalist. But still, I shouldn't have wireless in my house. Well, I've gotten rid of wireless in my house. Okay, what else can I do? I should get rid of wireless in the office. We've just got to do it. See, they introduce all this stuff into our lives. We accept it, we habitualize it, we create a habit, and then we just go along with it. And they're just giving us the habit that it's normal to have TSA grabbing our genitals. And environmental enforcers coming in and inspecting our houses and all the rest of it. I mean, we're just being broken. We're being broken together, and I'm tired of it. And we're starting to wake up. The giants trying to get up, and the lillipullies that run our government are trying to keep us tied down. It's time to turbocharge and wake up and take action. Let's go ahead and talk to Woody in Washington. Thanks for holding so long, Woody. I think you got lost there in the list. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I just want to tell you, I have a son who's in the military, and he's been in since 02. And just think, for a lot of the military families right now, we're looking at the possibility here of escalating into a third world war and doing it through Libya. And I think Salente is right on his analysis. They're going to do what they've always done. They're going to follow their playbook, and they're going to take us right into World War III. And the American people need to start awakening to that fact and support Ron Paul for president.
Well, I think you're right. And, you know, the word is they are planning in late September, early October to announce the ground force in Libya. They keep trying the hoax of Gaddafi's left. Gaddafi's dead. Gaddafi went to Venezuela. Gaddafi will fall in 2 days. We'll be in Libya for 2 days. And the word is from our sources that have been very accurate. And now NATO's admitted it, that if Gaddafi doesn't fall or doesn't leave, they are planning a ground force. But it's not a war, though. Okay. It's not a war, sir.
Yeah, it's a kinetic action. I understand.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be an extremist. Come on.
Yeah, I know. But to be extreme today is to talk reality and to know what your eyes are telling you is the truth, not what these talking morons on the tube are telling you.
Let me ask you this. Go ahead.
You're attacking this right at the where it needs to be hit, and that's right at the psychology of what they're using for propaganda purposes on us. And I want to commend you for doing that. That's... your system is brilliant, and I wish you all the best for you and your family. And I just want you to know I gave $150 to Ron Paul's campaign today on the internet. And
Awesome. He should be on with us soon. Thank you so much. Okay, more of your calls straight ahead. We got a guest joining us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's race through your calls now, because we've got Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst, morning briefer to Ronald Reagan, and George Herbert Walker Bush, who does cover government-sponsored terror, by the way. He wants to talk about Rick Perry and his calls to arrest citizens that engage in political protests, just to illustrate what a monster and forced inoculator tyrant Perry is. We'll also talk about Fast and Furious with him. But I want to get to Jay, James, Bob, Kirk, Chris, and others. I've got a lot of other news on the financial front. Gold is almost up to 1800 again in the dead time for gold, August. Now, we've got some news on that as well as they continue to make announcements that they intend to devalue the dollar. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome and thanks for holding.
Well, Alex, I wanted to thank Ron Paul and Bloomberg News for going after the Fed and to become even more hardcore as the spear gets even sharper regarding the Fed, and call for indictments for Ben Bernanke and the former Inspector General Elizabeth Coleman for lying on and testifying to Congress for committing perjury and saying they don't know where the money went, where the Federal Reserve gave these emergency bailouts to, as we know, the July 21st GAO audit revealed in the 2.5 year period, $16.1 trillion to foreign banks, corporations, and countries, and domestic as well, as you know. And that's just in a 2.5 year period from December 2007 to February 2010. December 2007 to July 2010. But then, you know, bailing out the Libyan government's own bank, Arab Banking Corps, as you know, for $26 billion, 46 low-interest emergency loans, and, you know, causing all the problems with their member banks, laundering money to the Mexican drug cartels. We have a lot to have the other candidates speak out against.
Well, exactly. You're not hearing Rick Perry talk about Fast and Furious and how it was a false flag, staged terror attack, against the Second Amendment and to destabilize Mexico, or that guns were shipped into other areas of the U.S., not just Mexico, or the Attorney General's been caught perjuring himself to Congress. I mean, Obama should be impeached right now. If Rick Perry, if Michelle Bachmann were real, they'd be bringing it up. Ron Paul has brought it up. Ron Paul has brought up government drug dealing. Ron Paul has said the Federal Reserve is criminal. And it's come out in the Senate committee just 2 months ago. Even the Rolling Stone ran a headline, to paraphrase, we can pull it up. It's official. Banks engaged in crime. Where are the indictments? And it goes over Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. Senate committee said absolutely knowingly sold fraudulent derivatives to their customers and the government. Of course. And S&P certified it as pure gold and has now downgraded the U.S. so that the banks can be paid more interest. I mean, it is criminal. Look, Henry Paulson, and it continued under Obama. Henry Paulson admittedly gave himself a $200+ million payment out of bailout money to himself. To himself. I mean, it's illegal. It's naked. All these big insurance company executives that 11 years ago signed a secret deal, now reported on by Bloomberg and others, to take all the death benefits of troops as they die. You know, they pay their whole life into a death benefit, into an insurance, and the government met secretly and agreed they could steal it by sending them a form that says, sign here and you'll get all your money, and you sign the form and send it in, it's a check, and really, it steals your money? None of us are safe. No one's safe. These banks will destroy civilization. They've even created a weird environmental post-industrial religion to dress up the fact that what they do destroys civilization. It's unbelievable. I appreciate your call. And again, I use that term a lot, unbelievable, 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 because it is unbelievable. It is insane. It is crazy that this type of stuff is going on. Let's go to Bob in Texas, listening on KKGM, 1630 AM. Welcome, Bob. Where are you listening to us geographically in Texas?
Irving, Texas.
All right. I knew it was in the Metroplex, but wanted to know. All right, sir, you've got the floor. Go ahead.
Can you tell me anything about the high number of suicides in our military, particularly at Fort Bragg and Fort Hood?
Yes.
Over 300 in 1 year?
Yes, it's a world record for any military. It's a record in the 230-year history of the Army. Every branch is having it. Some of them are suicides because they have been, admittedly, giving them amphetamine drugs after combat or after high stress. On top of it, they then give them amnesiac drugs. You can just look up U.S. troops being tested on with drugs. The amnesiacs then cause psychopathic breaks. Do you remember about 5 years ago when three members of Delta Force killed their whole families at Fort Bragg, and when the military police pulled up in front of their houses, they were all convulsing on the ground? Do you remember those stories?
No, I don't.
Well, you can pull it up in the local newspaper. And that was one unit came home and, three of them killed their families. The other one just committed suicide. So it was actually four members of one unit. And later they said, well, it was an experimental drug for, what's the thing that gives you, that the mosquitoes bite you? Malaria. So they were saying the experimental malaria drug they thought caused a psychotic break. So it's a cocktail of things, but they're not being paid enough to take care of their families. They're having more and more stress put on them, and they're desperate. And that's one reason. But also we've seen, to answer your question, it's a whole cocktail of things. A lot of people are being murdered, especially Marine Corps, Army, Navy, and Air Force inspectors who are reporting on fraud and crime and embezzlement and contractor corruption. There's been record numbers of them suiciding themselves, especially in theater. Yeah, there it is. Four wives slain in 6 weeks at Fort Bragg. That's CBS News. I don't know if that's the Delta Force report, but that just may be another one. But it's an epidemic. And so that's a big reason. So they're testing drugs on them, including amnesiacs that turn them into zombies, basically, to where they don't remember what they've done. They're testing all sorts of speed drugs on them. They're testing hormones on them. They're total guinea pigs. They're desperate. They're going bankrupt. They can't pay for their families. Their wives are leaving them. Their lives are falling apart. and they're being murdered. Does that answer your question?
That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bob. Good to hear from you. All right, let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take another call from Kirk in Nebraska. Kirk, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I was just calling to tell you about what I saw the other night. I was watching a popular show on AMC. It's a show called Breaking Bad. Have you seen it?
I've got to be honest with you. I don't watch it, but is that the one where they put messages in that if you support Ron Paul, you're a meth head?
Yeah, that's it's the show where they took meth, and they were actually doing that. They were flipping through this guy's notebook, and as they were flipping through, they're talking about how crazy he was, and you know how much of a kook he was, and you can tell when they're flipping through his notebook, they flip by this one page, and you see this Ron Paul 2012 sticker. It's like a flash. You can tell it's all.
And again, that's a subliminal because they know the average person isn't paying attention in that lower brainwave state that you go into watching television. The first time it takes around an hour to go into the REM state, or the lower brainwave state. But once you've been accustomed to it, you can go into it in a matter of seconds. And yes, see, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I do have listeners send me short little clips of things. And we did write an article about that last week, Aaron Dykes did. So I have seen that clip. And then once we posted that clip, I was sent three more of past episodes where anytime someone does something bad, they cut to Ron Paul. In one case, Ron Paul graffiti in the background that you can barely notice. But your subconscious brain's about 100 times more powerful than your conscious. Your conscious mind is just focusing in, you know, on one task. And so, yes, this is how they do it. Why do you think the system is attacking Ron Paul from every angle? Because he can't win? No, because they know he's real. They know that at this critical juncture, God always gives people a way out. And here's Ron Paul, who's been fighting for 30 years, right as everything he talked about comes true. He is lined up to be the next president. And so, of course, the forces of evil are pulling out the stops on him.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I wouldn't even have noticed it if I didn't listen to you. You know, you guys talk about the subliminal little split things they do and like popular shows and things like that, and I wouldn't even have noticed it if I didn't listen to you. So I'd like to, you know, thank you for being on the air. Otherwise, I wouldn't even really know about most of all this stuff. So,
well, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in another one here. Who's been holding the longest? Let's talk to James in Florida. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you.
Hey, I got an article that was linked off a Drudge Report. It's actually a Wall Street Journal article, but it's posted on FoxNews.com from the link on Drudge. It says, U.S. officials, Syria using diplomats to threaten opposition around the world. And there's a couple of things that are really kind of disconcerting about this. They're talking about how the ambassador to Syria and the U.S. is actually taking pictures of these activists and then sending them back to the Assad regime, who are then using that to punish their family members overseas.
No, no, here's the deal. Assad is a dirtbag. His dad was a dirtbag. But that doesn't mean we then go invade them and take over and then have to own that country and run everything. Of course they're doing that. I've got a great guy who works for me who's from Venezuela, absolutely hates Chavez. His family's been persecuted by him, and I've tried to get him on air to talk about it. He's a great guy, and he goes, look, they'll go after my family. And so this is what they do. And that's why our government now photographs people at demonstrations. It's all about intimidation. What was your other point on that?
The other point is, you know, it says the Obama administration says it has credible evidence that the Assad regime is targeting relatives of Syrian Americans who have participated in, quote, peaceful U.S. protests, which is laughable because, you know, there are no peaceful U.S. protests anymore here in the U.S.
Well, that's right. They demonize them all. Stay there. Now, Ray McGovern's coming up to look at Rick Perry and some other issues in the next segment. And then I'll continue with calls in the last segment for those that are holding. I want to look at what's happening on the financial front here for a moment. But finishing up with that last caller, now I get where he was going. In fact, it's been in the news lately that China and Russia are saying, hey, you crack down on your protesters even more than we do in a lot of cases. So stop lecturing us. And that's really a shame that the U.S. has lost the moral high ground on torture, secret arrest, turning off the cell phones in more than a third of San Francisco ahead of a peaceful protest. They just said, well, just in case, we turned your cell phones off. And the truth is, everything you see authoritarian regimes do, everything that makes a country an authoritarian regime, is starting to happen here. And now the president's saying these Tea Party people are terrorists, and all their talking points are that we're going to blow stuff up. I just want to say, if they blow something up and say I did it, that is ridiculous. I am nonviolent offensively. I'm not offensively doing jack diddly squat, but I will defend myself. And it's just so ridiculous that their internal manuals say that the returning veterans are the number one threat. Because they know the vets are really the last line of defense in this country. And if you're a new listener and haven't seen the documents that law enforcement sent us almost 3 years ago, headline, Homeland Security document says vets the number one threat. You can watch it. And now TSA, PSAs on TV, where all the terrorists are white people. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. Now, briefly, I want to bring Ted Anderson, the owner of the Genesis Network, up. The guy that I teamed up with 14 years ago because he's a patriot. Ted, gold is right up there at 1800 right now, last time I checked. This is in the doldrums of summer. And tell us what else is happening in the financial markets right now. And give everybody briefly today's special radio gold and silver offer.
Yeah, real quick, gold did shoot up today, $1,793.60 currently, and it has hit that $1,800 level. Silver went over $40 at $40.69, currently at $40.38. Alex, I'm still holding the franc price, the British sovereigns. I haven't changed that since the beginning of this week, and we all know that gold has shot up an awful lot. They're currently right now $381. British sovereigns are at $478. I mean, you get a full-year subscription to the International Forecaster. You can still get that offer for the DVD, The American Dream, and Mark Dice's video for $83. I mean, right now, the United States dollar is falling against foreign currencies, and all commodities are rising, including oil. And we're rising, we're dropping against countries like Germany now that is also on the brink of destruction, which has been added to the European list. I mean, it's just like, who's fallen the fastest here? And it just happens to be that the United States is winning the race at the moment. You know, how far down the road do we have to go before people wake up and go, you know what? This paper money thing isn't working. I'm going to get into gold and silver.
If you got less than 2% of Americans buying gold and silver, and you can hardly get a hold of it, Ted, and most brokers out there are sold out, they'll just take your order and you'll get, the stuff months later, you've got it on hand. Imagine when the general public finally figures it out and runs in. That's already starting to happen a little bit. That's why it's racing up. I remember when $1,000 an ounce sounded insane, but the economic facts showed it would go there. Now J.P. Morgan says $2,500 by the end of the year. They should know, and that's their prediction. So we'll see what happens. I just know that you've bought the gold and silver when it's at a lower price, and pass on those savings now. You can get a great book exposing the Orwellian takeover. You can get the Great American Dream DVD animated special that will wake up anybody about the private banking cartel, and free shipping. Free shipping, free video, free book when you order silver dollars at cost, $88 for two silver dollars. Absolutely super good deal. 800-686-2237. Makes a great gift, too. You're already into gold and silver? Buy your grandson or your granddaughter or your dad, your mom, your wife, your neighbor, you know, the DVD, the book, and the two silver dollars. Hey, here's your birthday present, or here's an early Christmas present. Learn about what's really happening. The toll-free number to call and ask about all the other radio specials they have in silver and gold coins is 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The lowest prices, and their regular prices are already great, but the lowest prices are the Alex Jones radio specials, so be sure and ask about that when you call 800-686-2237. Ted, there's articles in CNBC where Wall Street is biggest donor to super deficit panel members. The new super Congress members are totally paid for by the foreign bankers. You've got now all the major Republican candidates, Gingrich and Perry and Bachman, all trying to sound like Ron Paul now, saying the Federal Reserve is evil. This really illustrates that we're really starting to wake folks up, Ted.
Sure does, yeah.
What do you think of them copying Ron Paul now?
Yeah, that's right. It's like he's the leader, and now they're trying to figure out how to catch some of that wind, you know?
That's right. They're saying energy. He can't win, but they're all trying to copy him while they're attacking him. He is in the pole position. 800-686-2237. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thanks, Dan. No one can deny that our republic, in fact, our entire world, is at a historic crossroads right now. We work very hard here at InfoWars.com to bring you the news and latest information. Our ability to continue to operate and expand our news organization rests to a great extent on the support of PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. And so I would like to thank all of you in the last 8 years that have helped get this message of liberty out to the world. And it will be subscribers who help us into the future expand our fight against tyranny many, many fold. InfoWars.com has reached more than 300 million people in just the last 2 years on YouTube alone. I reach millions and millions of people every day with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, not to mention my syndicated radio broadcast. And it's because we've been so successful in connecting with the public worldwide and waking people up to the threat that we just can't sit here on our laurels. We have got to absolutely intensify our efforts and pour out every drop of energy we've got in resistance to these globalists, these eugenicists. That's why starting September 1st, 2011, we're going to launch a weekly 30-minute news program that will first premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv at 7 p.m. Central every weeknight. It is the subscribers to PrisonPlanet.tv that have already made so much of our important work possible, and it will be your future support that allows us to expand in the face of the globalist menace. I am asking you to join us and to be part of our fight and to support the work we're doing at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Ray McGovern joins us to talk about several issues. I want to get his take on Libya and the reports now even by NATO and the Russian foreign minister that they are planning a ground invasion sometime in late September, early October. More U.S. special forces have been inserted. We keep hearing the propaganda that Gaddafi's going to step down any day, but that doesn't happen. I also want to get into Rick Perry, who's called for the arrest of political activists who engage in peace actions. Now, this is a guy who was, of course, for forced inoculations of little girls of an experimental bad drug that Merck couldn't get approved, but by government mandating it, they got vaccine protection and were able to roll it out on the market. I'm talking about Gardasil. We're going to be looking at Rick Perry and also talking about some other issues that are taking place. Ray is a retired CIA officer turned political activist. McGovern was a federal worker under seven U.S. presidents for over 27 years. Presenting the morning intelligence briefings at the White House for many of them, President Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, and others. He served in the U.S. Army from 62 to 64 as an intelligence officer. McGovern also received an M.A. in Russian studies from Fordham University, certified in theological studies from Georgetown University, and was a graduate of Harvard Business School's Advanced Management Program. Upon retirement, McGovern was awarded the Intelligence Commendation Medal from Bush, which he later returned. He, of course, also confronted famously on live television Secretary of Defense at the time, Rumsfeld, who said, "We never said there were WMDs in Iraq." And he goes, "Yeah, you said they were in the Crete and areas around it." But, I mean, he dared say the emperor had no clothes. And we're here to get his take on some frightening developments coming out of Rick Perry and others. What do you want to tackle first, Ray, the Libya situation or the Rick Perry stuff?
Well, it really doesn't matter to me. We can talk about Gaza, since I had pretty immediate experience there with the attempt to break the blockade of Gaza.
Now, let's talk about that first, Ray.
Okay. We decided this year, after what happened last, and most of your listeners will remember last year, the Israeli commandos killed 9 people on the Turkish boat, the Mavi Marmara. Turns out, Alex, you may not know this, but we have done some more deep research, and turns out that only 8 of those were Turkish citizens. The other one was a full-fledged U.S. citizen, not a dual national. He never registered for Turkish citizenship. He was born here. And so the notion that there were 8 Turkish and 1 sort of Turkish, but he didn't look like us. He wasn't really an American. Yeah, he had American citizenship, but, you know, his life was expendable. That was apparently put out by, I don't know who, the PR people in our government, to absolve Obama of any obligation, any responsibility for protecting U.S. citizens.
Well, after all, the U.S. has liberty. They were enemies with Al-Qaeda as well.
So here you go. This year, we decided to have our own boat. When I say we, I mean several of the U.S. passengers from last year. I was invited to participate, and lo and behold, we converted. We raised $400,000, mostly in places like New York and L.A., for example, and rented a, or chartered, I suppose the right word, a Greek ferry boat, and rehabilitated it. It was all set to go. We called it the Audacity of Hope. We had 36 passengers, including Alice Walker, and all manner of other young people and old people like me. And we were all ready to sail against all the warnings from Israel and from the United States. The Israelis said they were training sharpshooters, that the same thing would happen this year as last, that they had dogs that they were going to set on our deck, and that if we thought we were going to get through the blockade unscathed, that we had another thing coming. Hillary Clinton said, for her part, "Don't you realize what happened last year, you audacious people from the Audacity of Hope? Don't you remember? People got killed. People got killed last year. So don't even try it." And it was all in the passive voice. You know, people got killed. Well hello, who killed the people? It was the Israeli commandos, of course, but that never came out. And so, you know, instead of Hillary Clinton going to the Israeli commandos and saying, or the Israeli government saying, "Look, we don't recognize your blockade as legal," and that is the case. The U.S. does not recognize the Israeli blockade of Gaza as legal. And so that being the case, Mr. Netanyahu, we want to make sure that our 36 passengers, 5 crew, and 10 mainstream media folks get through without being raided or shot up. Instead of that, they told us not to go, and then when we insisted on going, we're already 10 miles out of the Piraeus port near Athens. The Greek Coast Guard intercepted us, drew us back to the harbor, and it became clear what had happened, and that is that with all the bravado about what was going to happen to us if we went ahead with this, cooler heads in the White House prevailed. And they realized that if the president asked Netanyahu, please don't massacre, please don't shoot up our folks, Netanyahu would turn his thumb to his nose, as usual, and say, "Watch me." And so the only way to prevent what would have been a real catastrophe, a U.S. boat, U.S. territory, with Alice Walker, all manner of other people on that boat, including me, getting shot up, that would have been a disaster. And so what did they do? The U.S. leaned really, really hard on the Greek government and said, "Do not let any of those 10 boats from the Gaza flotilla leave port." And so that's what they did. And we made a break for it. But before we knew it, we had not only the Greek Coast Guard, but a Coast Guard cutter filled with these commandos in black, looking very much like the ones that attacked the Mavi Marmara. After a 2-hour standoff, our captain decided, well, we weren't going to be able to get any further out of the Aegean. We were still in Greek waters. And so we came back. Now, what's the lesson here? Well, the lesson here is simply that, you know, throw freedom of the seas aside, Israel was able, if so facto, to extend its 12-mile limit into the Aegean Sea
up to the Port of Piraeus near Athens. You know, it's really quite remarkable. They were able to do that only because of the support of the United States. The United States leaning real, real hard on the Greeks, who were very vulnerable. Why were they vulnerable? Well, they needed a second economic bailout, financial bailout. Who runs the IMF? The United States runs the IMF.
Well, Ray, expanding on that, you had a lot of courage to be doing this because they had announced they were going to attack the ship. But from a PR perspective, why not let medical supplies into Gaza? I mean, why not just, like Coast Guard, board the ship, check it out, let people through? Well, because they don't want humanitarian aid coming in there. And according to national law and international law, that is a war crime under the Geneva Convention.
Sure.
And if it's wrong for Russians to break the convention, it's wrong for Israel, and it's wrong for the U.S. To be a pawn in this geopolitical system. But expanding on that, I've also read about other boats that try to leave, get their rudders sabotaged. So there is a giant program going on here to keep aid from getting into Gaza. But now enters Israel, and of course their, I guess, minion, Rick Perry. But I want to go back. Why did you believe in this so strongly that you were willing to risk your life to deliver aid to Gaza?
Well, in a word, Alex, the 2.6 million people living in Gaza are being held in, it's the biggest open-air prison in the world. They are being kept on a near-starvation diet. Israeli officials actually bragging about keeping the Gazans on a, quote, very, very strict diet, end quote. They're not going to starve, but the Israelis are preventing them from dying en masse so that there won't be any accusations of genocide. Now, that's no way any people should live. The Israelis are attacking Gaza again from the air. There needs to be somebody stand up and say, that's wrong. And when your government and my government is responsible for allowing the Israelis to do this, giving them $3 billion a year and supporting them at every turn politically, then you and I and all Americans have a, in my view, a moral responsibility to say that's wrong and to try in a peaceful way to demonstrate how wrong it is. Now, we didn't have any medical supplies. All we had were letters from thousands of Americans expressing support for the people of Gaza. So what we wanted to do is let the people of Gaza know that they're not alone, number one. And number two, we wanted to show that this blockade was illegal. And, of course, with the State Department unwilling to say it's legal, then it is, ipso facto, illegal. We're trying to highlight the plight of the Gazans, which really is a, you know, it's the victim becoming the victimizer. What the Jewish people suffered in Germany is not very much worse than what they're subjecting to people, not only in Gaza, but people in the other occupied territories that have been occupied for 44 years now, which is a couple of years longer than the Soviet Union occupied Eastern Europe. It's time for that to stop. And unless we raise consciousness around the world, and this is the interesting part of this, because of the ingenuity and the hard work of the people running the U.S. boat to Gaza, we had over 10 mainstream media on the boat. And I'm talking New York Times, 2, CBS, 3, CNN, 2, Democracy Now, 2, a couple of others. Okay, Al Jazeera was represented by somebody else. Now, what does that mean? Well, they weren't just taking our picture, Alex. They weren't just interviewing us. They were on the boat when we made a break for it. They were willing to suffer the same fate that awaited us at the hands of the Israeli commandos. That's new. And the fellow from the New York Times actually did a very decent report.
Well, look, there's no doubt that Syria had a large part of its territory taken in the Golan Heights. And a few months ago, to watch all those men and women machine gunned who were peaceful and to watch our so-called media call them cowards and evil and terrorists. I'm sorry, machine gunning people peacefully walking with their nation's flag in their hand, that's wrong. I mean, it would be wrong even you know, if Mexicans from Mexico marched across and people mowed them down, of course it'd be wrong. Even though I don't think Texas belongs to Mexico, you still don't mow them down with live ammunition. Even if you're from the Israeli perspective that, no, we took this land because, you know, you attacked us decades ago, still just the cold-blooded shooting of people, and to watch CNN, Fox, and others defend it as a very wholesome, good thing is a very, very dangerous trend. And now we see my big beef is Israeli intelligence advising TSA, Homeland Security, on the See Something, Say Something spy grid here in the U.S., and TSA on the streets. And then you have Rick Perry, and I wanted to get your take on this, Ray, coming out and saying arrest, I guess, Ray McGovern, arrest people that dared try to bring letters to folks. I mean, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, it really is, you would think, you know, off the wall here. But here is Perry with an official letter to Eric Holder, the Attorney General, talking about the dastardly deed we were doing in bringing letters of support to the Gazans, and how we should be brought up on charges of this or that. One of the senators, Senator Mark Kirk, went even farther, saying that, you know, we should be captured. We should use the Navy to help the Israelis interdict us. So, you know, in a way, this brings out the real craziness in our one-sided support for Israel. And I'll say just one more time that this is not good for Israel either, because they have to realize that this is not going to be able to be sustained, the situation, for many more years. I'm not talking long-term. I'm talking short and medium-term here. Something's got to give.
Well, Ray, I want to get into that, but going back to U.S. politicians calling for U.S. citizens to have the military used against them. Ron Paul has raised the point that they now have this extrajudicial killing of U.S. citizens on the books under Bush and now Obama, and his lawyers continuing it. I mean, this is some pretty dangerous stuff, and I see this as in the same avenue of saying these Gazans are subhuman. You're not even allowed to try to visit them, or you're seditious.
Yeah, there's a lot of sort of racism here, having to do not only with this, but with Iraq and Afghanistan. They don't look quite like us, and so it's okay to shoot Hellfire missiles from drones at them, sitting in a posh little office 7,000 miles away. It's really beyond the pale here. And, you know, talk about Gaza again. Well, that is collective punishment those people are being subjected to, and that's dead set against Geneva.
Well, Ray, I want to come back and get into the geopolitical analysis, why you're saying Israel can't go much further along this line. I mean, I want people to be in peace. I want Israel, the Arabs, the Palestinians to be in peace. And, you know, Israel is losing the propaganda war by their arrogant actions. So we'll get your geopolitical analysis of where all this is headed. Okay, Ray McGovern, a retired former CIA analyst, putting on your analyst hat, you're saying that time's running out for Israel in their current posture towards the world. And let me guess, does that tie into this whole Arab Spring situation?
Well, it does very much, Alex. First off, when you look at Egypt, you know, Egypt had been co-opted by promises from our country, from our tax dollars, half of what we give Israel every year. Now, we give Israel $3 billion, so Mubarak was getting $1.5 billion every year, if my math is correct. Okay. Now, with that money, he was a dependent ally of the other Arabs? No way. Of Israel. Israel had no reason to fear anything untoward happening on its southern border. And now they've got 70 plus million Egyptians who
care about things like the oppression of their fellow Arabs and specifically the Palestinians. They really care about that. And is the southern border as safe as it was with Mubarak? Under no circumstances is it. Take to the north. Look at Turkey. Well, because they killed 8 Turkish citizens during the attack on the flotilla last year, the Turks are in high dudgeon, as they should be. And their prime minister threatened to travel to Gaza later this month, and I'm not sure he will, but they are in a very bad relationship with Israel now, and they used to be very close. Greece, by the way, is a poor substitute in terms of Israel's strategic interests. Now, in addition to all that, they have a very insidious, very, very, very dangerous new tactic being employed by the Palestinians. It's called nonviolent civil disobedience, okay? We know it. It wasn't invented here. Gandhi pretty much furthered it, but Martin Luther King Jr. perfected it. That's what they're doing all around the border areas. When the anniversary of the 1948 displacement of over 700,000 Palestinians to make way for the Jewish people coming in 1948, when the anniversary of that came this year, around all the borders of Israel, so we're talking not only Lebanon, we're talking Syria, we're talking Jordan, we're talking Egypt, along all those borders, there were the kinds of nonviolent demonstrations in which some people crossed over, the ones from Syria you already mentioned, and they got shot down a couple of days later when they were still around. So Israel's are facing a situation now where they're going to have to compromise, where they're going to have to recognize that Palestinians have rights too, that they're not able to keep them in a perpetual state of servitude. And unless they do that, they will be more and more ostracized from the rest of the world, this divestment and so forth.
Well, Ray, we're almost out of time. Mm-hmm. Clearly, the West was involved finagling, I guess, trying to control the revolution in Egypt. Now Egypt has even expanded some of its crackdowns. Where do you see that going, and what hand did the U.S. government have with the State Department, just briefly, in what went on in Egypt?
Well, we watched very closely, and of course, when Mubarak left the scene, then our support for him left the scene. It was really pretty cynical. Now we have very few assets there. We do have longstanding ties with their intelligence service and their army, but whether those will be effective these days is anybody's guess. It'll take a period of turmoil, but when the election comes, I think it's next month, is it not? September?
Yes.
We'll know a lot more then.
All right, Ray McGovern, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
Most welcome, Alex.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m.